Some people have said that if you had a really accurate ER and HER2, maybe you wouldn't need the Oncotype DX assay. And other people have also said that maybe that type of technology is the way we should measure ER and HER2. Can you comment on that and just the whole issue of these two markers in breast cancer and quality control?
Well, I think that quality control is crucial in measuring these markers, and we do not have good quality control throughout the community in the United States for these. That's been clearly shown multiple times objectively, both for ER and for HER2. For instance, at the beginning of the B31 study for NSABP, the NCI and soon PAIC showed that, especially from smaller labs, the risk of an error in HER2 assessment was 50%. So basically, it's no better than a coin flip. For ER, there have been studies in the United States and Europe that show that ER is inaccurate in the 20% range, especially for ER negativity. This has clouded, I think, the results of our studies and clouded our thinking. So I think that standardization is extremely important. For community oncologists, it's very difficult for them to get involved in this issue because they're oncologists and this is a pathology issue. And in terms of practical advice, what I tell them is that I would really insist that their patients' breast cancers be sent to at least large reference labs. So that I think that if you measure ER accurately and you measure HER2 accurately, if ER is clearly positive and HER2 is clearly negative, the benefits of chemotherapy are modest at best and maybe non-existent.
Flip side of that is the spectra of people not receiving therapy that could substantially reduce their chance of relapse rate because of inaccuracies in how their tumor was studied, specifically women who are said to have ER negative tumors when in fact the tumor is ER positive, so they don't get hormone therapy, or people who are said to be HER2 negative and in fact really are HER2 positive and don't receive trastuzumab. It's really surprised me that people aren't more upset about this.
It has really surprised me too. And if you read my editorial in JCO, I calculated just an informal calculation that up to 1,000 women per year die because of inaccurate ER assays.
Can you kind of go through what you went through with that editorial and what it was responding to?
It was responding to a study that was done in Europe looking at the addition of tamoxifen to chemotherapy in premenopausal patients. And that was a very important question when the study was initiated and throughout its life. And also in the study, it looked at whether there was any benefit to tamoxifen in ER negative patients. It found absolutely no benefit of tamoxifen in ER negative patients. Similar to an SABP trial, found no benefit either. So I think that that did away with the notion that, at least the way we measure ER, that if it's negative, you don't get any benefit. And I went into the reasons why over the last 25 years this notion had come about that perhaps patients that are ER negative benefited from tamoxifen. And the main reason is false negative assays and lack of standardization and poor quality reagents. Lots of variability in the way tissue is processed, and then lots of variability in the way that the test is done. Actually, tissue processing is also an issue.